Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. What mobile operating system is more secure, iOS or Android? For a long time, it's been iOS has been considered to be a much more secure operating system than Android. Now, I'll be honest, that's still kind of what I think, but I've at least been given some food for thought, and there's some valid points being made here. So, Xeridium is a company that actually pays people for exploits. They spend for certain kinds of exploits that allow you to get persistence or do remote code execution, those kinds of things on a device. They pay for certain classes of exploits on desktops and servers and on mobile devices, and typically, or has been historically the case, is that that exploits that work on the iPhone have been historically more expensive than on Android. And recently, in the last couple of days, the prices have been updated, and actually it turns out that now Android exploits are a little bit more expensive in some cases. And, the market trends change, and who knows. And then McGruck made an interesting point, and it's at least worth considering, is that, hey, the thing about iPhones is that they're all pretty, it's a pretty heterogeneous environment. They're all, they're all running the same software, more or less the same hardware. If devices don't get updated, then of course they're potentially exploitable, which is no different than Android, of course, because if you can't get an update on your Android, then you get a problem. But and then he makes points about Apple being hard to work with, et cetera, and so on, and even Apple makes mistakes too. I mean, there was a jailbreak that Apple fixed that got unfixed by a new version that they then had to fix, et cetera. So Apple's certainly not perfect in any of this, but with Android, it's why I think it's a little bit of a, why I still think Android's a little bit of a challenge is that, well, first of all, there's lots of different devices. They're running, there's lots of different hardware, and you might be running different versions of the software, and, depending on the device that you're running, you might not necessarily get updates very often. I mean, I have some devices that haven't gotten updated in forever. Now, the Samsung S8 Plus I have does get updated, but it doesn't get updated as often as Google introduces new security fixes. So if you get like a Nokia phone, the Nokia phones that are actually, the Android phones that come out now, you can actually get, they actually get updated fairly quickly and fairly regularly. So Samsung, I think, is the second best, at least what I saw, as far as getting updates to users. And I think if you own like one iPhone, you could potentially own them all, because again, because everything's the same. On an Android, it's a little bit more complicated. You'd have to know, a few more details because every phone's a unique snowflake. I think the one thing that iPhones have with Android, it's a little bit harder to ensure will happen, is that you will get Apple does update the phones and they update them for years. I mean, my iPhone 5S, which isn't going to be supported with iOS 13, it's still getting updates, although, Apple could potentially update the devices, longer than, requiring a new operating system or whatever. But, there's at a certain point there is, there's diminishing returns on those older devices. So I kind of get the fact that, companies at a certain point say, okay, if you want to get updates, you really need to get a new device, because there is a cost to the devices, and there's a cost to, doing the QA and doing all that stuff for the older devices. And so after some time, they should, I guess you have to upgrade. So, you know, maybe, you know, and I think with Android, you know, Greg kind of said it in his first tweet, you know, I'll link to the tweet, that or the thread that he had, he says he sells secured Android, which I don't know if he does or not. If you can potentially do more to secure Android, potentially, you have to take those efforts. They're certainly not going to be out of the box. Now, if you want to be really, really secure, there's things you can do even on the iPhone to definitely make limit information leakage and that kind of thing. I think the average person is still probably safer on the iPhone because it's easier for the average person to stay up to date. But I get the point that a heterogeneous environment is can be good and bad for security. But it's more work. If you want to be, I guess if you really, really, really want to be secure, maybe you can do it on Android, but there's a convenience factor, and that's still where the iPhone wins, I think. I know these platforms aren't perfect either one of them, but you have to choose your poison.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.